1. Complete the sentence. From lines 1 to 6, we can understand that McCourt told his students they should, 2. What do we learn about McCourt from lines 7 to 14? 1. He always wanted to be a teacher. 2. His first book was about his students. 3. His teaching affected his writing career. 4. He taught his students about his books. 3. Complete the sentence. In the quotation in lines 11 to 13, McCourt explains why, 4. In lines 15 to 22, the writer provides information about McCourt's, Put a V by the two correct answers. 1. Jobs in Ireland. 2. Personal background. 3. Relations with his parents. 4. First steps as a writer. 5. Professional training. 6. Success as a teacher. 5. What do McCourt's books, Angela's Ashes and Teacher Man, have in common? 6. Give one thing we learn about Angela's Ashes from lines 26 to 33. Complete the sentence. We learn why the book, 7. According to lines 26 to 33, McCourt's former students, 1. Were surprised by his success. 2. Encouraged him to write. 3. Knew what he would write about. 4. Agreed with the critic's opinion of him. Part 2. Written Presentation. Write 120 to 140 words in English on the following topic. 8. Your town or city would like to attract new residents and has asked the public to suggest ways of achieving this goal. Write a formal letter to the mayor making your suggestions. Use this page and the next, numbers 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
Batslacha. אנגלית שאלון ו, מודיול F, גרסה א', קיץ תשעין עין, 2010. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה, החזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the text below and then answer questions 1 to 7. Teacher Man. Frank McCourt, who died last week, will be remembered by most people as a best-selling author. Fewer people, however, know that he was also a gifted teacher who spent 30 years of his life teaching creative writing in New York City high schools. McCourt always told his students that their lives were their best material. In his mid-60s, he decided to take his own advice and turned his childhood memories into Angela's Ashes, the book that brought him instant fame. McCourt liked to say that his years as a teacher, while depriving him of the time to write, were actually what made a writer out of him. His students learned from him that literature was nothing more and nothing less than telling stories. Many of them said that the most inspiring hours in his classroom were spent listening to him sharing experiences from his own life. McCourt described his strategy more modestly. Instead of teaching, I told stories. Anything to hold their attention, he said. They thought I was teaching. Apparently, they were right. Quite a few of his former students became published authors. McCourt was born in New York and died there at the age of 78. His Irish immigrant parents had come to the U.S. to find a better life, but unfortunately failed to realize their dreams. So when Frank was only 4, they returned to Ireland, where they lived in extreme poverty. At the age of 19, he took his meager savings and boarded a ship back to New York. He had more luck than his parents. After working in various menial jobs, he enrolled in New York University and earned a degree in education. In 1957, he began teaching. It was an eye-opening experience which he described often in hilarious detail in his third book, Teacher Man. While still a teacher, McCourt managed to get some writing done, contributing articles on life in Ireland to local magazines. Then, in 1977, he and his brother Malachi wrote a play based on a number of autobiographical episodes. This journey into the past motivated McCourt to write about his childhood in Ireland. The result was Angela's Ashes, written after he retired from teaching and published in 1996. The critics, delighted by the language and gripped by the story, gave McCourt the kind of praise that writers dream of. The public was equally enthusiastic, making the book an international bestseller overnight. None of this came as a surprise to McCourt's former students. As one of them says, "We all thought he was such a genius. Everybody knew he was destined for great things. When he became a worldwide success, we felt justice had been done." Answer questions 1 to 7 in English according to the text. In questions 2 and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions.